You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Chris Gibson is the electronics buyer at London Drugs. He comes in on a fairly regular basis and fills me in on what he thinks is cool in the world, because he gets to look at and buy all the cool stuff. And you're big on AirPlay, Apple's AirPlay these days, Chris.
I love AirPlay. I have a few Apple devices at home, and that feature is just something I couldn't go back to now that I know it is out there.
So let's boil it back. AirPlay is basically Apple's communication protocol that allows you to send whatever you're viewing or listening to from one device that you're watching it on to another device. So you could be watching a TV show on your iPhone on the commute home, you get home, and now you can send that directly to the TV and watch it in all its big screen glory.
Absolutely.
You could be listening to songs on your little headset as you get home on the playlist. Now you can transfer that playlist through to the home stereo system. Have I explained it well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything on your Wi-Fi network that has AirPlay, you can have them talk to each other. And in true Apple fashion, it's easy as just selecting a button and playing it on whatever device you want.
Now, when you say you've got several Apple devices, what are the pieces of your system that make it work? So you've got an iPhone, obviously.
I've got an iPhone. I have my Apple TV, mm-hmm. and I have a few other pieces that...
You have an AirPort?
I have an AirPort, Express. Yeah, but you don't need it. You can do it on any Wi-Fi network.
Mm-hmm.
So with my Apple, with my iPhone and my Apple TV, I can basically find some content on my iPhone, press a button, and select to send it to my Apple TV where it'll play on my big screen. The other thing is you can actually now get AirPlay enabled mini systems, AirPlay enabled receivers, AirPlay enabled anything basically.
So what that means is, again, your phone is really the hub for this. Is your phone or your computer or your notebook are really the kind of the hub where you're browsing for this information? If you're watching a slideshow or if you're watching a video, that's where it usually begins.
Yep.
And so when you're talking about a mini system, an AirPlay enabled mini system, means that you'll be able to select from your phone, instead of sending it to the Apple TV,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to send it to the mini system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so tell me about the mini systems.
So I have the Pioneer AirPlay music system that's out in stores now. It has an iPod dock on it.
So it looks a little bit like the Bose sound dock and a whole bunch of other different
absolutely,
types of sound
dock. Absolutely, yeah. Dock. It just looks, yeah. Really nice bookshelf system with a sleek design.
Okay. Now, this looks a little bit different in the fact that, now, you don't obviously need the Bluetooth or the Wi-Fi connectivity if it's plugged into the dock because it's charging there. But it's also got a display in it. So tell me about that, how that all works.
Well, if I'm walking around my house and I have my iPhone in my hand, I can actually play my content from my iPhone to this docking device.
Okay.
So I can basically press the AirPlay button and select Pioneer system, and the music will play through there. What the display does is that'll pick up from my iTunes the artist's info and info and play
it
right on
there. Oh, so it's going to be showing the iTunes cover flow information and all that kind of
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. So if you're not in the room, you know what's playing, even though
That's nice. It doesn't look cheap. It looks really polished. How much is it?
$249.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
Not bad.
Now, how big is it? Because I'm only looking at a picture here, so it's not too big. It's like the size of a
it's the size of a normal bookshelf system. So
okay,
it's about three feet wide.
Okay, yeah. I had something else to ask, but I've lost. And the quality of sound, Pioneer.
Pioneer, yeah, it sounds awesome.
Okay.
It's 40-watt speakers on each side. It's awesome.
Now, this is a very sleek, modern design. It's going to go in certain houses. You're going to absolutely love it, but it's got a very sleek, polished look to it. That's a cool product. Now, but Pioneer aren't the only ones that are getting into this game. We're going to start to see more of these down the pipe?
No. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lots more of these down the pipe. Pioneer is one of the first ones out, but by this time next year, you'll see a lot more AirPlay-enabled devices.
So really, as people start to think about this, you have to consider that if you're going to get in, if you do have an iPhone, if you're in any way in the Apple world, if you've got an iPhone or if you've got Apple TV,
mm-hmm.
you should start thinking about making this work for you. Because now, do you use it yourself? Do you find you use it mostly for music, or are you using it for other media? Like, I don't see watching TV too much on my iPhone, so I don't really. They always talk about that, the capability of being able to watch a TV show on the iPhone and then send it to the TV, and I'm going, I'm not going to do that. But music, I can see.
Music, I do quite a bit. The other thing that I do is YouTube with my Apple TV.
Okay.
So I can browse for YouTube videos, YouTube clips, and play them through my Apple TV on my big screen.
See, I can see that when you're sitting down with your partner and you're not interested in what she's watching on TV, so you're browsing on your iPhone or your iPad,
yeah.
and you find a funny video and
you start laughing at it.
Yeah. So instead of showing her the iPad or the phone, you can just send it to the TV. She can pause whatever she's watching. You can send the funny video of the dog peeing on somebody, and then you can go back to her regularly scheduled programming.
That's right.
Good stuff. All of this, of course, available for people to take a good look at your local London Drugs. Chris Gibson, thanks so much for dropping in.
Thank you.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.